When we talk about molecular classifications of breast cancers, we have to sort of decide what we're trying to classify. So the work that I've been mostly involved with Chuck really is unsupervised kind of classifications, what we call the intrinsic profiles or, you know, intrinsic gene list for breast cancers, which tells you differences between breast cancers but doesn't tell you anything about how they behave. Some of the work that other people, including Jenny, have been involved with is classifying tumors according to their outcome. So that's a supervised kind of analysis. It's still molecular, but it's different. The recurrence score is an example of that, the 70-gene prognosticator. So if you're asking the question, which is what Chuck has done when he was at Stanford first and then subsequently, and several other groups have replicated this kind of effort, are there differences between breast cancers? It's a very simple question, has nothing to do with how they were treated, and it has nothing to do with their prognosis. And it turns out, of course, as you know, that there are molecular portraits of breast cancers that differ from one type to another. And there's at least five, and frankly, probably more. But there are the five that we talk about most commonly, the two luminal subtypes, luminal A and luminal B, the basal-like subtype, the HER2, what we now call the HER2 positive ER negative subtype. And the reason the nomenclature changed a little bit is to try and reduce confusion with clinical HER2 testing, which of course picks up both ER positive and negative subtypes. In molecular profiling, the HER2 subtype is really the ER negative group only. And then a sort of unclassifiable group really that's called the normal-like type, probably because there was too much stroma involved to really categorize them effectively. Those profiles have been replicated in multiple independent data sets. And as I said, they exist regardless of treatment and outcome, which is not to say that they don't have prognostic implications. They do, and that's also been shown in multiple independent data sets. But if there was no prognostic relevance of these subtypes, it wouldn't change their value at all. I don't think they're the best way to prognosticate. They weren't developed for prognostication. Their value is in their ability to biologically define different groups, really basically the different diseases sort of under the umbrella of what we call breast cancer. So those are the intrinsic profiles, the molecular profiles.
Jenny, can you comment?